The Second Vatican Council as you've never seen it before. That's what the Pontifical Council for Social Communications is offering through a new documentary film being released to mark the 50th anniversary of the Council on October the 11th this year. Archbishop Claudio Celi, a young theology student during the years of Vatican II, currently heads the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. He told me more about the film and its contents.
Qual è stato il risultato del Concilio? È stato recepito nel modo giusto?
We were trying to give the opportunity to many people, especially the young generations who know nothing about the Vatican Second Council, to give the opportunity to show a lot of material, some films. Consider that in the Filmoteca Vaticana we have around 200 hours of filming of the Vatican Second. And we thought that was good to offer such an opportunity to people to know what happened. And also we were going around looking in the Vatican archives to have some new things. For example, in our film, you will listen at the intervention of Bishop Karol Wojtyła. In the intervention in the council, it is a speech in Latin.
Gaudet Mater Ecclesia.
And we thought that was good to listen, knowing that Karol Wojtyła became John Paul II.
Dear sons and daughters, today John Paul II presents himself to you for the first time.
Afterwards, also, we were looking for the original documents signed by all the bishops present. So, really, we were trying to do our best to offer a great opportunity to know some aspects of that special event. But it was not only concerning the Church, but the world, because we can say that some reflections of the Vatican Second have a special value for the human life.
It's not just material of the sessions of the Council, but it's also, in a very special way, behind the scenes, isn't it? It shows preparations.
Exactly. You will perceive at the beginning of the film will be the historical background. The problem is to see in 1959, when John 23rd was announcing the Council, what was the historical situation of the war? Consider that in that century we had two world wars, the Cold War. And so you can imagine what was the impact, the effect of the announcement done by John the 23rd. And I think that this is important to have an historical overview of the situation and also the theological overview. Because the Church certainly was living some moments also in its theological development. And so we were thinking that it was good to give an insight. Afterwards, we have nice interviews. Consider, for example, the interview with Monsignor Capovilla, who was the private secretary of Blessed John 23rd. And he was having with us 1 hour of interview. And is referring some particulars, some special moments that were unknown.
Sapevo che Papa Giovanni era un bambino curioso.
Cari figlioli, sento le vostre voci.
If you remember, during the night of the 11th of October 1962, when the council was open in the morning, with almost 3,000 bishops for the first time. Such an event was gathering so many bishops from all over the world. In the evening, some Catholic movements here in Italy organized a special presence in the St. Peter's Square with lamps, with some candles enlightened. And really, St. Peter's Square was enlightened by thousands of people.
Ma se vedesse la piazza, sembra incendiata.
La mia è una voce.
Dice, come incendiata? Sono 100.000 fiaccole accese.
And Monsieur Capovilla is recalling us that this was unthinkable for the Pope.
Veramente, la piazza sembra incendiata.
So nothing was set. Also the film of that evening is very poor because was not prepared.
Mi dice delicatamente, fa così, do la benedizione e basta, non parlo.
And it's interesting because Monsieur Capovilla is recalling us that the Holy Father told him, I will go to the window, but I will say nothing. I'm just only giving a blessing. And all of us, we know what Blessed John the 23rd told that evening, the famous speech of the moon.
Si direbbe che persino la luna si è affrettata stasera a guardare a questo spettacolo.
And it's interesting because what he says was not prepared, was really coming out from his heart.
Spontaneously.
And is one of the most famous interventions of the Pope, really talking to us, but also the moon itself was happy what was happening during the day. And if you remember, is the moment when he says, when you are going home, give a kiss to your children, is the kiss of the Pope.
Tornando a casa, troverete I bambini, date una carezza ai vostri bambini. E dite, questa è la carezza del Papa.
And certainly we are trying to give in this film as much as possible some insights. And so we were inviting 14 people, cardinals, one patriarch, one archbishop, asking them to present the documents of the Vatican II. As you know, we have 16 documents. And so we were asking people from different countries, so with different cultural perspectives. And I would say a simple evaluation of the documents, trying to explain to us what was the meaning of the document in that moment, but also the value of the document for today. And so you can imagine it's not just only a celebration, such a docufilm. But it is just to help people to rediscover the value of the Vatican II. Because as the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, told recently, the documents and the teaching of the Vatican II has not yet spread all the possible fruits. And so I think that the invitation is not only to rediscover something of the past, but to see how some elements of the documents of the Vatican II could be of help today for the Church and for the world.
Tell us a little bit of the details. Which languages will this film be available in? Where can we find it?
The idea is this, that now we are preparing a film of 1 hour and 50 minutes. And we are offering this to televisions around the world. And so we are making translations. It means it will be offered at least in English, in French, in Spanish. But we are thinking also to prepare some DVD. Because, for example, these interviews, as I was telling you, Monsieur Capovilla is talking for more than 1 hour. And in the film will appear only few moments, few minutes. But we think that such an interview is so important, so rich, that it's a pity to lose it. And so the same is for some other cardinals. And so we are thinking to prepare some DVD, and everybody has the possibility to read or to listen and to watch to all the interviews.
As a special feature of the DVD.
Exactly. And so we are thinking really to offer the possibility to have 1, 2, 3, 4 DVD because we have around 12 hours of filming. And so we are in a position, for example, now from the States, they are requesting us the preparation of probably 4 DVD. And so really we are in a position to adjust our proposal to the needs or to the requests that we are going to receive.
Thanks there to Archbishop Claudio Celi, President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications.